Like, you just don't know which way she's going to go.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's episode of Pretty Lonesome. Today, I'm joined by my good friend, Daniel Rhodes.
Hello.
Underscore Daniel Rhodes. With
at underscore Daniel Rhodes, two S's on TikTok.
I've been badgered by people to collaborate with the ginger kid that speaks a bit like me on TikTok. And no one knows that we're actually like genuinely friends.
No one really knows.
No one knows. We've never posted together, but like we're actually friends. Like we hang out quite genuinely all the time.
People also say that we look like siblings.
I know.
And just the other day I clicked, you actually look quite similar to my sister. Madeline the other day, actually, we were talking about height differences. And Madeline goes, I'm 5'4". You are lying. You are fucking shorter than 5'4". I tell Millie, I was just like, Madeline told me she was 5'4 the other day. She goes, no, she's fucking not. You're not 5'4".
Why am I not?
Get the tape measure out.
No. Why am I not 5'4"? Like, give me one good reason.
Well, my mother is 5'4", and you're definitely shorter than her.
Full transparency, I'm 5'3".
Oh, it's gone an inch down.
But on a good day, I can reach 5'4".
What the hell does that mean? That's like in heels.
No, listen, because I remember this, the first time that I went to Chessington World of Adventures as a child, I walked in the door and I was just about tall enough to get on the rides and they gave me a special wristband and I said, what the fuck is this for? They said, by the end of the day, you will not be as tall as you are right now, but we're still going to give you the credit to go on the rides because you entered here with the correct height requirements. Your spine gets condensed during the day and you shrink.
What?
I know. So in the mornings, I may well be 5'4".
I never knew that.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't
science.
It?
Science. Love some simple science.
I know. I really can't believe that I burped.
Why? It was quite a little like...
Yeah, that's the most I've ever done. I'm going to get Botox injected into my larynx because...
Does it stop you from burping?
I can't remember the science of it, but it's a thing. And some people have this like missing muscle or one muscle they're not meant to have. And it basically makes them incapable of burping. So I get really horrid indigestion. And then I saw this girl on TikTok. She got Botox injected literally into a muscle in her throat. And then she could start burping. And I'm really tempted to
Wait,
get
so
it.
Does it stop you burping or does it help you burp?
It makes you able to. Like, that's the most I've burped potentially ever.
Oh, really?
And it was right into a microphone.
You pig. Ugh, yucky. Ugh.
Daniel went into my toilet earlier. Like, he just got up. And then I just hear...
Okay, I'm sick. Fuck you, first of all. Like, I need to take myself
away. I thought the gum was coming back.
Oh, I didn't. What did I even do to inhale that gum before?
You were mimicking someone, but I don't know who it was.
I don't know what I did, but I, like, vacuumed this piece of gum. It was in my stomach just like that. It was insane. It just went.
Is my makeup creasing up?
Just a little bit.
Your fingers are so cold.
And clammy.
Yes. You know, I once went on a date and it was the date I was telling you about earlier. Mm-hmm. And we were in my bed, full transparency, mm-hmm. and I got up to pee and full transparency again. I didn't wash my hands.
Heck, did you at least like do like a fake tap run and then stand there? I love doing that. It's like a pastime.
I do
like a hobby.
I'm alone in my flat. Anyway.
Speaking of, did it in your bathroom before. Well, I looked around.
You just touched my fucking eye.
I can't even explain to you, but I just want to... I don't even know how to put this into words. I didn't touch anything.
No. How is that possible? Is that piss on my floor?
No. I sat.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Sometimes...
The first time I met Daniel...
Oh, my God. I told you about this.
The first time I met Daniel, we're at this house party in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And, we were having like a deep conversation in the corner.
I know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, so lawyers, I think.
No.
Oh, I remember what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
We've been together for like an hour and a half tops.
Yeah. And you were like, I wasn't going to ask you about, or your friend came over and like, we were all discussing that we don't want to get drunk and ask you about this, but we're drunk. So we're going to ask you about this. And I was like, okay.
Yay.
This is my favorite topic. I'm so glad that you've asked. And I let loose. And then we went into my bathroom. I'm telling Daniel about my disabled mother and I'm peeing. And then he's like, you don't mind, do you? Pulls his trousers down and sits on the toilet.
I felt so guilty about that. I was like, you know, like anxiety is just like a weekendly occurrence to me anyway. That morning I woke up and I was just like, shouldn't have done that. Should not have done that. Because it's like quite deep conversation, you know, like you're really like letting it out to me. And I just, yeah, carry on.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Spring is upon us, and if you don't already know, that means lots of music festivals and opportunities to get out and have some fun. But if you don't want to go it alone, you're not sure who to go with, I've got a simple solution for you. Tinder. It's a great place to take a chance and match with a new crush. You can find someone with the same musical interests, a partner who will wear matching festival fits, or maybe you want someone completely different who can help expand your horizons. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. And ladies, when you do find someone you're interested in, don't be afraid to make a move. It's not as scary as you think. Just shoot them a few likes, or you may miss out on something amazing. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
And I had to explain why I sit to pee. Basically, okay, when I'm drunk, I sit to pee because I think it's just like a tidier experience. Like, I'm not going to spill on the floor.
No, I love it.
And then sober, I'm just lazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't want to stand. Like, I just want to sit down.
I don't understand also, why men stand. Like, if I was a boy, I'd 100% sit.
Because, like, girls always talk about how, like, oh, like, sit down to pee, like, go on my phone. I can't do that standing up. Mm. So I'm a sit. Anyway, I sat in your bathroom before. And therefore, I didn't actually touch anything technically.
Completely valid.
And yeah, didn't touch anything. And then I looked around and I was like, I actually don't know where a towel is to wipe my hands. So tap went on and I just stood there for a few seconds and looked at myself in the mirror, turned the tap off and came out.
Completely valid. Back to the date story. I go into the toilet and I like piss and I fake wash my hands. Mm. And I know that I fake washed my hands. And then I come back to the bed and I have chronically clammy hands. Like, I don't know if that's something I want to admit. I have like an actual problem. Like, they're disgusting. They're just constantly damp. Yes, yeah, I know. And I feel safe admitting it to you.
Thank you.
And I get back into bed with her and she goes to hold my hand. And she goes, oh, did you not dry your hands after you wash them?
Yes, that's
it. And then I went, oh yeah, sorry, I didn't.
You're like, you touched up.
And then it happened again later. Like, she went to go hold my hand like a good half hour later and they were just as damp. And I was like, no, she knows.
That's gross. Now she knows.
And that was just one of many issues of offenses that I... Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I wonder if she watches my podcast. I'm so sorry.
You peg.
There's not one impressive anecdote that I can give from the series of dates I went on with her.
Yeah, you were talking about it just before.
I can't love you, but do feel divulge on this
sorry
podcast.
For her.
I do. And like, I have always been proudly the victim of bad dates. Like, I'd much rather be like, oh my God, I had this awful date with this pig than be like, I was a pig.
Mm.
But on these dates, I can pretty much confidently say like, I was a dick.
Worst behavior.
And like, so unintentional.
You went on a few dates. It feels deliberate.
I think we went on 4, but to be fair, it was over the procession of about 5 days.
Yeah.
I didn't have much time for personal growth in between.
Yeah, but that, so true. Gotta include that in the mix. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No, but like I haven't acted that kind of way towards a person like since I was like 17 and like didn't know how to date. Mm. And I was genuinely acting like I didn't know how to be cordial.
You're like new to it. Like, you didn't know what to do.
How do you fall asleep? Okay, let me give you one piece of context and now she's going to know it's about her, but it's absolutely fine. She comes over, like this is the third date and I've so far been unimpressive generally. Like I went on one date in pajamas because I didn't know it was a date. Anyway, it's the third date. And she comes over, it's 2 a.m.
You're not going out for dinner.
We're not getting dinner. Like, it's fashion month, it's post-party. She's like, I'm coming to your hotel room. I'm like, solid. We get into bed and I put on a Netflix show for us to watch. And I briefly closed my eyes. I think I blinked and then I opened them. And like, it was 8 a.m. And this girl had got into my bed. And within moments, I had gone completely unconscious. And I just... think sometimes like it wakes me up in the night like her looking at me
Thanks for the visual.
I wonder how long it took her to fall
asleep. Maybe she just stared at you for a while, like, fuck you.
I wonder if she debated just getting up and leaving.
Fourth date and she's fucking snoring in my face.
I can't.
Just gotta let it be what it is.
Sometimes you just have to sit with a feeling.
It's happened. You know. Can't do it.
She's also like one of the most beautiful girls in.
She's stunning, yeah.
I know. That's the hard part. Go you.
Yay. Lock it down.
That's the worst part. And like, I still see her on socials. I'm like, fuck, like this girl has like horror stories about me. That's painful. So let's roll it back to the way that me and Daniel met, because yes. I have seen a lot of comments on my TikTok and on my YouTube lately being like, collaborate with the ginger kid that talks fast like you.
The handsome ginger kid, yes.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say collaborate with the handsome, tall ginger boy.
She told me before, it was crazy ginger boy. And I was like, that's fair enough. That's fine.
You know what? Actually, I was thinking about the TikTok that you posted about the pigeons. Mm. Because it was actually so heart-wrenching. It was tipping it with rain, like violent rains, like the kind that kind of hurt when they fall on you. Mm-hmm. And I was looking out my window and there was a pigeon on the top of a building, just sat there. And I was thinking, like, this is so horrible to say, but my dog is one of the least intelligent breeds of dog. I have a French bulldog. They are known for their significantly low IQs. Pigeons are known for their relatively high IQs and emotional intelligence. And I was thinking, it's probably got the same cognitive abilities as my dog. And it is sat getting pelted in rain because it literally has no ability to build a home. And it's probably just thinking, like, why did they abandon us?
That's heartbreaking.
I just stood there watching it. And I thought about making a TikTok. Mm. And then I just thought, it's actually like...
Well, I keep seeing pigeons around. I kind of want to... Is it stealing if I took like a...
No, they're like public property. I think you can take one. You get nets.
Yes, tomorrow you may net pigeon. We'll see what we can do.
It'll be the pigeon and the fruit flies. Finally, some good company.
Madeline has fruit flies all through her flat. And I'm not judging because I too have fruit flies all through my flat. But the reason they're present is due to a rotten mess within the living situation. And I know that I have like week old garbage just sitting in my flat that I just am too lazy to take downstairs. Madeline's flat, she's not just one bag of garbage, multiple bags. Tell them what the rubbish man said to you.
I'm the only person that lives on my floor, and I have like the landing outside of my door, and then there's like the elevator, and then there's stairs down, and then another landing that's all mine. And I have filled them both up with food waste and just waste in general, like to the ceiling kind of height, like an insane amount of rubbish that I have not been able to take to the bins, because the bins in Hackney, it's like you just leave them on the street and the rubbish man pick them up. It's just too hard. Mm. I can't. I'm just going to put them in the landing. And I tell myself, I'll take them down later when I go down in the lift next. I never do. And it's months worth of like actual rotting food. It's really not on. So there's fruit slice.
Particular smell.
It
smells like home.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
So anyway, it got to a point of crisis. I actually told my therapist about it. Mm. And I told the guy that kind of helps me out, and I was like, look, I have this situation with this waste disposal issue, and what do I do? And he was like, there's a company called Rubbish Taxi, you can call them. So I called them, I booked
in. That's so bad, you got to a point where you needed Rubbish Taxi, and that's rotten.
They come
rubbish
over.
Rubbish Taxi. Rubbish. Who have you become?
They come over at 8 a.m. as per the booking. And I get a call. He says, it's too much. He doesn't even say hi. He just goes, it's too much. I'm in bed. I'm like naked. I'm like, what do you mean? My van isn't big enough.
Thing is, when you told me that, I'm picturing like regular, like large, like community rubbish truck.
Yeah. I think that's probably roughly what you had.
What I saw out there was definitely like a neighborhood's worth. like a few blocks worth at least. Yeah. Like a week's long.
The space outside my flat is substantial. Like it's not like a doorway's worth. It's like
I love what you've done with it, by the way. it's only been like a rubbish disposal, and now it's just empty with like a few fruit flies. Like
they're still thriving out there because, you know, their last meal was this morning. So it's only a matter of days, but, you know, they'll be gone eventually.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Spring is upon us, and if you don't already know, that means lots of music festivals and opportunities to get out and have some fun. But if you don't want to go it alone, you're not sure who to go with, I've got a simple solution for you. Tinder. It's a great place to take a chance and match with a new crush. You can find someone with the same musical interests, a partner who will wear matching festival fits, or maybe you want someone completely different who can help expand your horizons. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. And ladies, when you do find someone you're interested in, don't be afraid to make a move. It's not as scary as you think. Just shoot them a few likes or you may miss out on something amazing. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
This episode is brought to you by Too Faced Cosmetics. I've got a very juicy secret for you guys. If you want kissable lips, you need this new Kissing Jelly Gloss from Too Faced Cosmetics. It's a high shine lip oil gloss hybrid that'll help bring out that pout and add a little extra oomph. You can even get it in 6 irresistible scents. My favorite is the sour watermelon. You'll also like the Kissing Jelly Gloss because it's vegan and cruelty free. It helps soften and nourish the lips, and it's not sticky or greasy, and you still get that high shine look. Treat you and your lips to this juicy new treat. It's perfect for a night out, a date, or just because. Shop the new Too Faced Kissing Jelly Gloss at Ulta Beauty today.
I caught one in your elevator, I told you.
He likes to catch them. It's like a little game.
Well, as I said, I'm a victim of the fruit flies as well. And like, I've gotten very good at just, like, I'll just be like sitting there and I'm like.
Yeah, no, we were sat in silence, Nigel. Sure.
Very good. I'm very quick with them. I know how they work. Yeah, so I saw one on the lift and I just went. Yeah. Caught one. I was
like, it's concerning that they get in the lift because I know my neighbors are like, where are these coming from? The top floor.
That new girl in the building.
But yeah, he called me. It's too much. I said, what do you mean it's too much? My van's not big enough. I said, okay. So I'm also gonna need a second man. Fuck, it's that bad.
It's quite the wake-up call.
It was. So then I had to live another 2 days on top of my already month-long period of the fruit fly pandemic in my hallway. And they came this morning and they woke me up 8 a.m. on the dot. They're very punctual if you want to book them. Like, they're actually lifesavers.
Rubbish taxi.
And yeah. And it's two men shoveling shit into my elevators. And they don't quote you a price. They don't quote you until the job is like, they've come to the property physically and they're like, the job is already underway. So I was like, I really don't know how much this is going to cost me. So I wake up, I'm like in PJs, like very not socially acceptable ones. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in my pants, mm-hmm. I'm in boxers mm-hmm. and a crop top.
Yeah.
I open the door, 8 a.m. I'm like, hello. And they're shoveling stuff into my elevator. And the man turns around to me, goes, 180 pounds.
Fun fact, it's free when you just put it out on the street every night.
I know.
Fun fact.
But like,
I'm new to London, but I knew that one.
I cannot get a grip on how to just live well. Like, I don't know. He says 160 or 180 pounds plus VAT. And I'm like,
that's ridiculous.
Fuck it. Like, fine. Just
be fair, they did need
it.
Backup. they needed backup
and a larger van. Like, yeah. That's so embarrassing. And when I moved into this flat, I thought it was kind of a nice flat. It's relatively central to London.
It is a nice flat.
It's aesthetically, it's nice. It's like a modern, nice flat. Mm. But I guess I underestimated London living standards. Mm. And I have the kind of heating that's like under slats in the floor, but you can lift the slats up, the ones over there.
Mm.
And I just got curious one day and I lifted them up and I am greeted by multiple bowls of rat poison.
You did tell me that. That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah, I thought that's interesting. So it must be, you know, like a common occurrence in this flat that, you know, little visitors. I have no issue with rodents. I love them. I used to keep them as pets. No problem. But it did occur to me on like week 5 of having rotting food in my hallway that the fruit flies were not like the worst of my problem. You know what I mean?
They're harmless. They kind of just hover.
They're a little bit of fun, a little bit of company. I can see a few right now.
We both live alone and
It gets lonely. It's winter.
Shout out to them fruit flies.
Yeah, I like them. And they're not grating. Like, you know, mosquitoes, they get
They don't do anything to you. They're just there.
I don't really know what that purpose is.
Although, like, oh my God, did I tell you? I've had like this rotting bag of garbage in my own flat for like a week. And I went out to the supermarket yesterday and I left the heating on when I left my flat. And when I came back, I was out for like half an hour. I came back and the heating had heated up my garbage and I had old meat in there and it smelled, but like, I retched when I entered my flat. I was like, and it made me take out the week long rubbish that had been sitting in there. So maybe it's what I needed, but it was the most disgusting thing ever. Don't leave your underfloor heating on with your neighborhood garbage out there. Once you're like amongst it for like a minute or two, it kind of just blends into like the smells.
That's
you smell,
the worst
and then you don't
part.
Think about it anymore.
You go nose blind.
Exactly.
To your own stench.
And it took me leaving my flat after like 5 days to figure out that I had been living amongst this rotten smell. And I was like, oh, I better take that out.
I actually had to Google whether I could get sick from like aerated rotten meat because I came back to my apartment after about 3 weeks of being gone and there was a certain smell within the air that I thought,
who's been cooking? What is this smell?
Cooked here. Who broke into my flat? And I'm like cleaning and like, to be fair, I was greeted by, I had forgotten, I was drunk the last time I was here and I'd made pot noodles on my stove. And there was a thick layer of mold over the pot that I had left them in. And so I thought, yeah, that's the smell. Let me clean it. You know, I put them down put them in the bin, wash the thing, tip the water out, whatever. It was, should have fixed the smell. And I'm sat there. It's still present. And I look over and there's this little black tub on my desk. And I'm like, that's my dog's raw chicken feed.
Oh, fuck.
And it had been out for 3 weeks.
That's so gross.
And the worst part is during the 3 weeks I was gone, multiple people had entered my flat. Maintenance men.
Why didn't anyone tell?
And my, at the time, assistant, who I don't know well enough to be, you know, sharing that kind of in-depth depression with.
I've been living here for, since August, moved into my flat in September. I don't have any sharp knives.
Neither. Sorry.
Woo! So I've been like, and I try to cook most of my meals and stuff. I've been cutting like sweet potatoes with a butter knife. And I've had multiple people being like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, what? Like, we need to discuss how we met.
Okay.
We need to discuss how we met. People were tagging me in your videos a lot when you arrived. And I knew who you were. I don't know if you knew who I was.
I did. We were mutuals.
No, we were not.
We're not.
I followed you. You did not follow me.
Oh, really?
You bitch.
My bad.
No, you told me you'd seen me before, though.
I knew who you were, 100%. Yeah. I found you really funny. I knew who you were for, like, a while. And then me and my friend, like, in this van, no friends in the country. And I'm like, hold on, like, I know this one kid. Like, maybe we go see him. And she's like, okay, like, random but fine. And we pull up to Daniel's house and actually no, we didn't have the van.
You didn't have the van.
We pulled
up
in an Uber.
You did not.
And we had never spoken.
We talked a little bit because okay, after we like got people were tagging us in each other's videos, I had DM'd you.
Yeah.
And then maybe like a couple days later you sent me like a voice message or something. And then we like plotted meeting up.
Yeah.
And it was like the next day we met up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sluts.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
And I remember I had both my AirPods in because I'm actually a cunt.
I thought like, it was low-key. I was just like, does she want to speak to me? Just like, I'm like, hi. She's like, yeah. I'm like, fuck me, okay.
I'm just rude. Like, I was fully into meeting you, like, fully wanted to hear you, but like, I just will not take my headphones off for anyone. And I remember you have such a long driveway.
Oh my God. Are you going to, do you remember what I did? Because, okay, I have a very, very, very long driveway.
And it kind of, this memory without like crying.
Is it going to be what
bit?
I'm going to say?
Yes.
It like, there's like a corner in the driveway and like I had just turned the corner and Madeline and Millie were walking down and there was quite a bit of distance in between us still.
So much distance.
It's so awful when you have to walk towards someone, even if it's someone you're close with. It's just an uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
I slow motioned walked towards you. I went, and I was like, I haven't met these people.
But you're also, he's like is it disconcertingly? Like, you do not expect him to be as tall as he is. How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Like, just long. And like, I just didn't expect it from his videos. Like, you just assume that you're shorter. And it's just like this extremely tall ginger boy. I'm like,
I just remember looking at Millie like mid slow motion walk. I was like, the fuck am I doing? Like, hey. thank God I'm sitting here with you still and that didn't ruin it.
Because we then progressed to have lots and lots of fun.
Yeah, we did. We went out that night. Oh, yeah. And then I think that night, like, we had, like, a nice time and stuff.
Is that the night we got dinner?
No, that was the first night we met was when I took you to my friend's drinks. Also, by the way, Madeline always refers to me as her kind Kiwi friend.
That's
in her
so kind.
Podcast. And I think it's just like,
these,
now I'm
oh,
like,
shit, yeah,
this is expectation
like,
I have now. I have to be like a sweetheart around you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just
for
recently
I've
started
seen
to learn
that
more,
episode and I was like, I went to New Zealand and I met a group of people that I genuinely like, every single one. This is Daniel and that's him. And it's his friend group. And I've never known.
My friend group after that, they were like, the heads went. They're like, we're kind people. Like,
yeah, because
they're
like,
so flattered. They're so flattered.
They're so nice. Like, it's a bit
I do
freaky.
Have a good group of friends.
But
yeah.
Like, you know what's like, everyone is kind and you think something's wrong. Like,
that's what you said to me. You're just like, nah, there's like something up here.
Something's gonna be up. But like, you're all nice. Like, what the fuck?
I wouldn't say you, not that my friends are bad people, but like,
you didn't expect it.
Yeah.
You just have like high standards, I think.
Maybe.
Because like New Zealand can afford you that. Because
also
like,
a lot of my friends are really like bad socially, like with new people. Not that they're bad people, they just like struggle to like gel with new people. Like it takes them a while. So the fact that you said that after meeting like a group of people once, I was just like impressive.
I think it's because Millie was there though. Millie's freaky. Like the way she can just bond with anybody is
she's good at that.
She's freakishly good. Like it's good. If I met her for the first time, I think some kind of narcissist.
Something's
so
wrong here.
Yes, it's wrong, but no, it's weird. She can gel with literally anyone. Like I've never introduced Millie to anybody in my life and they've not loved her.
Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic, like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Daddy Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Daddy Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I remember a very, like, it's not a video, but I just had this very clear mental image of you. And then I remember you had this car. What was it?
A Hyundai? Huh?
Something like that. Yeah. And you drove me and Millie home, and I just remember thinking, like, this guy's really got his life together. He's got a car.
That car's hubcaps were zip-tied onto the wheel. What do you mean?
Are you going to get one in London?
No, driving in London terrifies me. Although zip cars, was I talking to you about this?
Yes.
Zip cars are like, you can just like rent a car and like go and drive it. I kind of want to do that.
Unfortunately, it does say zip car all over the side. It's a bit embarrassing.
Bit embarrassing, but like, fuck it. No one knows me. So it's like fine.
Your flat's not moldy.
Not yet. I'll get there. Sure, I have it.
I'm working on it. I do wonder why this one's not, because anytime you cook on the hob, like there's no like, you know how some like ovens will have like that big like air thing above it? What's that called? Like a extractor fan?
Yeah.
Mine doesn't have that. It just goes straight on the ceiling.
Yeah.
I'm like, that surely is not going to end
my
well
flat,
for me.
It's not even a smoke alarm I have in the kitchen. It's a heat alarm. So
that's
the moment
not very considerate.
I cook something that's like medium temperature on the stovetop, and I just know when it's going to happen now. Like I understand the stovetop now. It starts getting like just like normal heat, and it goes. And like, I've had my neighbor Anita has just been like, is everything okay? And I'm like, yep, just fucking cooking at normal temperature. And I'm like, do you have one of these? And she's like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I have not seen Daniel's flat for the entire time that we've known each other. Like, he just comes here. We just don't go to Daniel's house.
You haven't asked to come over, to be fair, but I haven't invited you over either.
Yeah, you've not made me feel overly welcome.
Well, we're planning a sexy and chic games night.
I've don't not have, heard anything
bet
about.
You fucking have. You said you want to play PlayStation.
Oh, me and you are planning a sexy and chic.
Yeah, what the fuck did you think I said?
I thought you meant you and your friends are planning sexy.
No, I said we.
I forgive you. I thought like we are planning a sexy and chic game night. Was like you and your friends.
No,
was, like,
you said you want to play, you want to like.
I
want to
play GTA.
Game of Girl. GTA was like my vibe. You know the GTA 6 trailer is coming out tomorrow.
No excited. Way.
Yeah.
Can crazy. You get the game? I have a Nintendo Switch if you want to play later.
What do you have?
Mario Party. It's pretty good.
Oh, fuck you up.
Yeah, I'm so bad.
Oh, cool. Excellent. You know, there's this like magician that exists online called Daniel Rhodes with like 12 million followers.
Really?
On, like, YouTube. It's a bane of my existence. Like, this man is untrue. Like in my old workplace, the CEO, I'm like bottom tier of my old workplace. Like I was like a piece of rubbish. And the CEO approaches me one day. And like he knew I had my own like TikTok account like existing at this point in time. And he was just like CEO, billionaire, by the way, like very, very wealthy man comes up to me. Man doesn't ever speak to me. He comes up to me and goes, you know, there's another Daniel Rhodes online with a far bigger following than you. I was like, yes. But if I wanted to say what I was thinking, I would have been like, fuck you, you little... Just like, don't want him in your asshole. But like, I was like, yes, he's a magician. He has 12 million followers and he's like ruining my life. Honestly, Google him. If you Google my name, in fact, you find magician, some weird artifacts of like this old sculpture must have been called Daniel Rhodes and then me. Rock on.
The first time or the second time I met this boy.
It was the second time.
I'm glad you remember and you know exactly what I'm going to say.
Wait, we hung out 3 days. I think it was the third day.
Okay, third time.
Third day.
He's like, I have to show you something. What the fuck? He leads me to his car and slowly opens the boot, like the trunk of his car, and practically falling out of it. It's just floor to ceiling. Children's toys.
Children's toys, yes. Honestly, like, if I hadn't met them for 2 days, looks like I was trying to lure them into a situation no, there, if I'm being honest.
Beyond the 2 days, Daniel, it looked like you were trying to lure not just me.
It was at my family home. Give me a chance. Like, no. I told
the
you.
Sketchy
where
white paedophile
I
car
used to work.
With a boot full of Nerf guns and toy cars and inflatables.
Not Nerf guns. It was their biggest competitor.
I remember you telling me that you were their biggest competitor. What was the brand?
I don't even want to say.
Say.
I don't even want to say.
Say.
I don't want to say. Say. Do you know why I don't want to say? Guns were so fucking shitty. Like, the fact that I have my own TikTok career now, and that exists. Ugh. I've had people come up to me and before, like, I've been at a festival, like, just, like, having a good time, and they're like, bye? And I'm like, and I just sprint. I just gotta run.
That's the thing. I feel like New Zealand, you can't go anywhere.
Pool of people are small there. And like, you just see even like I lived in Auckland. That's where I'm from. That's like the biggest city. You just run into everyone there. So like, there's no hiding. If you want to go to the mall,
well, it's because there's like 15 people inhabiting that entire city.
When I was moving to London, it was just before I moved to London, I posted like a photo of like a restaurant in Auckland and Madeline just replied saying, I can't wait for you to get out of that country that only has 15 restaurants. I was like, true. True. But like, you just run into everyone. Everywhere.
What was the street you took us to? K Street or something?
K Street. K Road.
K Road. Because any footage I ever see of New Zealand, I'm like, it's K Road.
Really?
And it is. Yeah,
really?
It's like the only road that's
K-Road. K-Road's fun. K-Road's like the last fun street to go out on in Auckland.
Is that where we went clubbing to that weird like sex bed place?
Sex bed. Bamboo Tiger. Yes. That night was kind of like that going out experience was kind of average.
It's kind of lit, actually.
Madeline will be like, it was kind of lit. Madeline's like dancing that night.
Everyone kept saying to me, do you want to go home? Like, are you okay? I was like, I promise you I'm having a good time. Just like, don't ask me to move my body.
She looked like
Could you please do a demonstration of, I have two dance moves. One is what he just displayed.
Hang on. Where should I go for this? Okay. Madeline has two dances that I've seen. I don't know if you have any more.
I don't.
We discussed this before. I don't think you do. these are the two I've seen. One is like, you will be in the like the craziest club, like so many people dancing, just having like the best night of their lives, boogieing, whatnot. She looks like miserable. That was the first night I ever met you as well. Yeah. And I was just like, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm having so much fun. I was like, okay, fuck me. All right. The other one is, I feel like I need to put the mic down for this one. Honestly, you need to see her do it. I don't even know. If you've ever watched Friends, Chandler Bing dancing, that's all I'll say.
Bit of like breathing.
Please. Both standing and all of that movement, I'm concerned the same amount either way. Honestly, it's just so concerning. Like both occasions of dancing, I would ask if she's okay. Yeah. You'll understand what I mean by both concerning. Like you just don't know which way she's gonna go.
Thank you guys for watching. Daniel will be back.
I'll be back.
We'll clear the air after we get cancelled. Expect an apology within the month.
The more we do, the more feral, and it will just get worse. It will get worse.
If I got cancelled alongside you, I think I'd feel comfortable.
Oh, we'll be okay. We'll have each other.
Fine.
We'll giggle and laugh and skip and smile.
Our apologies. I'm sorry.
You're like, oh my god, we're okay. You'd be like, I'm so sorry that I don't know what he's doing, but like, you'd fucking drop me like a fucking fly, you bitch.